You're listening to WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Earlene McMichael. Long before opioid abuse rose in awareness nationally, Gwen Lanier of Kalamazoo has been working on solutions. Her Mothers of Hope nonprofit turns 20 years old this year. The group has decided to take to the streets for its first ever Walk for Recovery on July 27th and invites anyone wishing to be an ally in the fight against drugs to come out.
I do believe with my whole heart that recovery is possible because I'm proof. You know, I remember at the very end of my use, I was completely suicidal. I had no hope. I had completely given up. And what's most painful about that is that I had three beautiful children. And here they were forced to watch their mom life just dissolve and then experience all of the trauma that goes along in a household that kids are affected by.
Thank you for joining us, Gwen Lanier.
I'm really grateful to be here, and thank you for having me.
This year, you're celebrating 20 years. Can you describe what your organization, Mothers of Hope, does?
We empower families, and we also educate them and support them in the opioid epidemic and in the drug uses in the different communities.
Tell us some of the programming that you have done over the years.
We've had the privilege to do Ultimate Family Reunion, where we gather people in the community and agencies and connecting them so that the people in the community could get the correct information about what the agencies offered. And then at the same time, we could have this wonderful atmosphere of a family reunion.
And that was in Spring Valley Park. You did it for 10 years, and it would draw thousands of people. Some families impacted by substance abuse, some not. A lot of people just would come out and have a really great time. So you also still offer weekly support groups for women. Is it also women and men
or it's just
women? Families. Okay. Do you separate it by gender or is it co-ed or how does that work?
It all depends on what type of activity or event we're working on at the time, because we have, like, for example, we have done Sisters Can We Talk, and then we focus on issues that's about women. And then we've had the Man Cave, where we have focused on issues about men, like maybe men health. And then the Ultimate Family Reunion, which was about families and connecting them to agencies. And then we have the music program, which is about children. And we have an activity on Thursdays, which is a support group for anyone that's interested in recovery, even people that are struggling with staying clean.
And when you talk about the music program, what you do is you provide free piano lessons to children. What is it that you have come to learn about when you provide music lessons for children from backgrounds that might have substance abuse?
It offers them something to belong to. It's good therapy, and it might possibly be a prevention for them against drug abuse.
You're getting ready to launch something totally brand new for your organization, and you really have some really great hopes. What's coming up is something that you're calling the Walk for Recovery. It's going to be on Saturday, July 27th. Tell us a little bit about that Walk for Recovery and the event that you're going to be doing a week later at the Mothers of Hope headquarters at 603 Ada Street in Kalamazoo.
The walk, we're going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning at one of the historical churches on the north side.
Yeah, Allen Chapel AME Church.
We're going to have a couple of brief speakers, a recovering addict and a child that came from a home of drug abuse. And then we're going to line up together, and then we're going to walk through the neighborhood, and we're going to be doing chats like Up with Hope and Down with Dope and Hugs, Not Drugs. We're looking forward to this wonderful, unified turnout of people from all over coming together and walking through this neighborhood, giving hope to the neighborhood. We will also pass a small area where there's drug abuse at.
Will you be passing out literature or something like that, or you just simply want to make a presence?
We just want to do a kickoff of unity and love to invite people for the following week, which will really be our celebration of recovery.
It's on Saturday, August 3rd at your headquarters on the north side of Kalamazoo. My understanding is you're going to have two different tents situated there with programming for two different groups. One audience is family members and friends of substance abuse users or recovering. And then in another tent, you're going to have those who are in recovery or currently using. And you will have speakers in each of those tents from that particular demographic, so to speak. Why did you feel that this is important to do?
I think it's important to do because I think we must work together. We must find a way where we can work together to make a difference to address the problem. So gathering together up under a tent, exchanging stories and suggestions could have an outcome of us coming back together and trying to figure out what could we do next that will be effective.
We hear about what's happening across the country with the opioid crisis. Talk about what you're seeing happening right here.
I think a couple things for me. I think that there definitely is a drug problem. The drugs themselves on the street have changed. People have added a lot of more ingredients, like fentanyl to heroin and different other drugs. And also that the treatment process has changed some. I remember when I got clean 30 years ago, I was able to go to treatment for 27 days. But nowadays, you hardly ever be able to have that many days in treatment because it's so expensive. Also, I think one of the communities that have been not given as much attention as I really believe they need is the family members and the friends who are affected by the drug abuse, that they suffer sometimes just as much as the active using addict. Because I can't even imagine what my mom felt like as she watched her daughter literally attempt suicide daily.
My understanding is you hope to have this walk for recovery every year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you also hope always to pair it with the celebration of recovery?
Every year we'll do the kickoff where we bring everybody together and walk through the community chatting together. We will follow that up with a celebration, and we hope it to grow as big as we used to have the Ultimate Family Reunion.
Gwen Lanier, co-founder of Mothers of Hope, I appreciate you joining us here on WMUK.
I thank you so much for your time.
The Walk for Recovery is 8 a.m. Saturday, July 27th at Allen Chapel AME Church in Kalamazoo. The longer interview is available on our website or in our podcast, WMUK's West Southwest. You can subscribe through Apple Podcasts or searching podcast in Google Music. For West Southwest Brief on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.